Your taxes hold the key.
Employers, your statutory deductions for the month of June are due on Monday, July 14. Remember, payments made on time and in full qualifies you for the new Employment Tax Credit or ETC. This means employees engaged in a trade, profession or vocation, or the rental of an approved hotel accommodation can claim a credit against income tax based on statutory payroll deductions. Your statutory payments may be made online at jamaicatax-online.gov.jm. This requires you to have your credit card, a valid email address, and your TRN. Payments may also be made by walking into any tax office islandwide. Remember, it pays to be compliant. For additional information, contact the TAJ Customer Care Center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit the website jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
Got ideas for mobile applications? If you're from Jamaica or another island in the English-speaking Caribbean, then I've got good news for you. Applications are now open for the government's Technology Entrepreneurship Program, Startup Jamaica. Minister of State in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, will help us get the facts on the application process for Startup Jamaica. Let's get the facts.
On your marks, get set, go!
To enter the acceleration program, you must go through a 7-stage application process.
So how does it work? Can you go to the apply section for me?
First, complete the application form online at start-upjamaica.com.
In 140 characters or less, you first indicate the idea that you have. And that's the first screen in the application process.
Please note, you can apply individually or as a team. It's a maximum of 2 persons per team. Next, submit a PowerPoint deck with an overview of your technology.
If you are then selected from that initial screen, you'll have to put together a deck which indicates what's the problem you're solving, what's the technology, how do you actually plan to make money from it. That's the second stage of the application process.
Then, if your idea meets the selection criteria, you'll be required to do a final pitch presentation via Skype phone to the judges.
You then have a jury which will decide whether you move forward. They'll select the winners.
If you've been selected, your name or the name of your team will be posted on the Startup Jamaica website at start-upjamaica.com. Then you'll be invited to participate in a 1-week boot camp at Startup Jamaica, 36 Duke Street, 6th floor of the JNBS building.
And then we're going to have a boot camp from September 8th to the 12th, where we're targeting about 30 teams. And we will go through in a very intense way, ensuring that these ideas make business sense.
Minister of State in the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson. Teams competing in the boot camp will pitch for a space in the accelerator. Only 10 teams will advance to the 3-month acceleration program. So, go to start-upjamaica.com and begin the process of developing your brilliant idea for mobile apps into marketable products and services. Application deadline for the Startup Jamaica Bootcamp is July 31. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Join us again next time. I'm Evadne Brown. Get the Facts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.